What up, what up, what up, ladies and gents, boys and girls, you are now tuned in to a brand new episode of Sports Way with Dre Day Podcast. I am your host with the most, the Hood's ESPN, Crystal Street's very own Dre Day. What's up, what's up, what's up? This is episode 311. Episode 311 of Sportsway with Dre Day Podcast. I want to thank everybody for their continued support. Keep it going, keep it flowing. This episode here, I'm going to condense everything in this one episode. And I'm going to try my best to not make it a long one. See, I could have easily just did a football episode, like the format that I've usually been doing, where I would do a weekly recap episode from the NFL and then another episode, spin the block and do other stuff with other sports. Not gonna do that. This episode, I'm putting everything in one episode and I'm gonna try to make this less than an hour or a little over an hour as possible. The NBA season has started, so of course I have to give my predictions. I have to give, you know, the teams I think that's going to make the playoffs. I still got to give my predictions for the individual awards this season. I got to give my prediction for the conference finals and NBA finals. I got to do those things, right? So we're definitely going to touch base on that. Then, of course, you got the NFL. You know, I'm not going to do a whole rundown of week 7. I'm just going to give my offensive and defensive player of the week awards, tell y'all what my record was for the prior week, and then do my picks for week 8. And then we got the Baseball World Series. That's basically it. That's what's on the agenda for this episode. So I'm going to put all of these things into one. No back-to-back episodes this week. We're just going to just do one episode. It's been kind of a hectic week for your boy, so that's why I'm putting all of these into one. So let's get to it. The NBA season has arrived. No more training camp. No more preseason. It is now time for the actual season to begin. Very much excited. Very much excited. They broke some news just recently where they said that the All-Star game is going to go back to the old format, East versus West. No more captains and then you pick your teams. I mean, I enjoyed it. Not going to lie to you. I did enjoy that format because it's like being on the blacktop. You know, you have two captains, and the captains pick their team. I had no problem with that. But, you know, as a true diehard basketball fan, I'd rather the old format. You know, I'd rather the East versus West. You know what I'm saying? And you got to think about it from this perspective. With Dame now going to the Bucks, it's kind of interesting to see East versus West. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very much, you know, looking forward to seeing how the All-Star game is going to play out this year, being that it's going back to the old format, East versus West. Very much excited. Very much excited. Then you got the in-season tournament, of course, that starts, not the in-season tournament, the I don't even know what they're calling it, but the tournament that's going to start November 3rd, I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes. I'm sure it's going to be some growing pains at first. Like, you know, a lot of things when you experiment with them at first. But it is going to be kind of interesting because I could see kind of like a March Madness vibe to it where we might have a couple of upsets, you know, and this, you know, in-season tournament, to say the least. I can definitely see some upsets happening in some of those games, for sure, for sure. Because, trust me, there's going to be players resting. Yeah. It's going to be players resting and shit like that. So I'm quite sure a lot of that is going to take place in this in-season tournament. With that being said, you know what I'm saying? Why not get into the teams that I think that is going to make the playoffs, the top teams, the top eight teams that I think that's going to be in the East and the Western Conference. So why not get straight into that? Hold on a second. And the Eastern Conference, now, obviously, we definitely know Milwaukee is making it. They are definitely going to be one of the top teams in the East. I could definitely see them being either one or two. And by the way, I'm not putting this in particular order. These are just teams that I think that are going to make the playoffs. And, of course, I got to add two teams for the play-in. This is no particular order. I'm just naming out names. But, of course, the usual suspects. Of course, you got Milwaukee. I felt they would be a top team with or without Dame, but being that Dame is there now, I can definitely see them being a number one seed going into the Eastern Conference playoffs. Then you got Boston. Yes, they lost Marcus Smart, which I think will hurt them to some degree, but they did add Jrue Holiday, who's kind of like a Marcus Smart, but a better scorer than Marcus Smart. They're both two-way players. They both play both sides of the ball, but I think Jrue Holiday is more of an efficient scorer for Boston than Marcus Smart ever was. So, of course, yes, you got Boston. And then you add the addition to Porzingis. If Porzingis can stay healthy, and that's the key, if he can stay healthy, Boston could do some shit if he could stay healthy. They're going to be a top team whether he's healthy or not. But if they can possibly try to make a run to the finals, I think the key would be to him being healthy for sure. Philly is still in the mix, even though it's a lot of stuff going on with James Harden. It's a lot of drama going on with him. I just read something recently where he was trying to join the team for their upcoming road trip and got turned down by security, which me personally, I'm not even tripping off of. I'm not tripping off of it. I think James Harden is not good for the Sixers. If you just think about everything, if you think about every team he has played for in his career, minus OKC, because he was still young in that situation. Like, he wanted more money. OKC wasn't willing to give it to him. He got traded to Houston. Every team after that, the man forced his way out of that situation. In Houston, he forced his way out. In Brooklyn, he forced his way out. Amongst the drama with KD and Kyrie and shit like that, at the end of the day, he still forced himself out of Brooklyn. Then you come to Philly, where you might have had a great chance of making the NBA Finals. And guess what? Now you're forcing your way out of that because of a situation with Daryl Morey. Now, if Daryl Morey promised you something, promised you more money, and you didn't receive it, okay, I can understand you being spiteful to the general manager. But don't be spiteful to the team. Don't be spiteful to your teammates. Don't be spiteful to your comrades that you got to get on that basketball court with. And that's what he's done. Now, I don't want to use the C word and say that, oh, he's a C word. Y'all know what C word I'm talking about, because I don't like using that word. You know, I really don't like using that word. I don't like that word being uttered out of my mouth. But I will say this. He's a fungus. He's a fungus that you have to get rid of. And if I'm the Sixers, I'm doing everything in my power to get rid of James Harden. Everything in my power. Because I can tell you one thing. If the Sixers start this season off on a wrong track, do not be surprised if Joel Embiid does not ask for a trade. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. But Philly will still be in the mix. You know, they still have, you know, the reigning MVP, Joel Embiid. They still got Tobias Harris. They still got Tyrese Maxey. The Sixers will be in the mix. They will for sure be in the mix still. Of course, Miami. You got Miami. I still think Miami is a formidable team. They didn't lose anybody. They didn't gain anybody. But they're doable enough to where I believe they can, you know, make the playoffs. You got the Cleveland Cavaliers. I have the Cavs making the playoffs as well. I also have the Knicks making the playoffs. I definitely have the Knicks making the playoffs. I have the Atlanta Hawks making the playoffs. Okay? I have the Atlanta Hawks making the playoffs. And then I get to my last pick. At least as far as the eight teams go. I have the Indiana Pacers. I have the Indiana Pacers. Surprisingly so. O'Shea, my Naptown guy, Nation of Podcation. Yes, I got your Pacers making the playoffs this upcoming season. If Haliburton can stay healthy, especially after the work that he put in for the USA and, you know, the World Cup, you know, over the summer, if he can take that game and translate it into this regular season, Indiana could do some shit. I like the addition of Bruce Brown. He brings that championship pedigree. Remember, he was with the Nuggets. He won a championship with the Nuggets last season. The Nuggets wasn't willing to give him the money he wanted. So, free agency called. Indiana gave him the bag and he went to Indiana. So, I could definitely see Indiana making some noise and making the playoffs this upcoming season. Then we get to my play-in teams. I could say the Raptors. I still say the Raptors. Now, yes, Nick Nurse is not there. But I can say that Toronto has paid their dues in so many years since they won their first championship. I can definitely see them not making it easy for the top eight teams. Now, just because I don't have them as a top eight team doesn't mean that they're going to be pushovers. I'm not saying they're going to be chopped liver. I just don't think they're better than those eight teams. But I could definitely see them still making the play-in, though. I could definitely see them still making the play-in. And then last, call me a homer, I got the Brooklyn Nets. I have the Brooklyn Nets being in the play-in as well. Cam Thomas coming off the bench, doing what he does. Like, if he could piggyback off of what he did last season and drop buckets like that off the bench for Brooklyn, it's going to be a good look. Cam Johnson, Mikal Bridges, Spencer Dinwiddie, Ben Simmons to some degree. Listen, I went to the Nets practice a few weeks ago where you basically had to purchase a ticket, and we was able to see the Brooklyn Nets practice. Ben Simmons was making his jumpers. But then again, like I was telling everybody in Barclays, it's just practice. It's just practice. Let's see what happens when the games actually start. Will he take these shots that he was taking in practice? Only time will tell. But those are my 10 teams that I have for the Eastern Conference. I gave you the top eight, and then I gave you the two teams that I think can make the play-in. So those are the 10 teams for the Eastern Conference. Now we go to the Western Conference. You know I'm going to mention the Nuggets first. They're the reigning defending champs, so I am definitely going to give them their respect and definitely name them first. Now, again, this is no particular order. I'm just throwing out names. See, the thing with the Nuggets is this. There are going to be people out there that will discredit their first championship, which I honestly don't see how you can do that. I don't see how you can do that. Nobody was injured with Miami. They had their full team, and they got them in the gentleman's sweep. So you can't really discredit their championship run. Now, if you want to be on some, oh, nobody's going to respect it because they only got one, let's see what happens if they can go back-to-back. Now we're on to something. Because, listen, as a Spurs fan, my squad got 5 championships. But when you speak of them and you give them high praise, yeah, we give them their respect because of their consistency, because of their dominance that they had for about 20 years. Now, yeah, that dynasty is gone now. But when you talked about, like, teams that were able to go back-to-back, when they won their 5 championships, they never went back-to-back. Denver has a strong opportunity. They have a strong chance to go back-to-back this year. I don't see no reason on why they can't go back-to-back. Now, do I think they will? We'll get to that soon, but they're definitely going to make the playoffs for sure. The Lakers are definitely going to make the playoffs. I mean, come on. You got LeBron. Now, there was 1 year they didn't make the playoffs, and they had LeBron. But he got hurt that year, and that was his first year. Every other year, they've made the playoffs. They're going to make the playoffs this year for sure. You got Phoenix. KD, a full season KD. Devin Booker. You now add Bradley Beal. Eric Gordon. You got Frank Vogel as a coach. So you bring that championship pedigree because he won the championship with the Lakers in 2020. I can definitely see the Suns team making the playoffs. In fact, I can definitely see them being a top 3, top 4 team in the Western Conference. I still got the Warriors. They're going to have some growing pains. I think Draymond is going to be out probably the first month of the season. So depending on what their record is while he's gone, I can still see the Warriors still making the playoffs. I for sure can still see them making the playoffs. Clippers. I can see the Clippers making the playoffs. Kawhi, Paul George, Westbrook. You still got Tyronn Lue. Yes, I could definitely see the Clippers making the playoffs. Now, how long do they stay in the playoffs? That I don't know, but they will definitely make the playoffs. I like this Thunder team, yo. I truly like this Thunder team. Shai Alexander, stud. Chet Holmgren makes his NBA debut this year. Now, remember, he was out last season with the injury that he suffered. I think it was in the summer league. He will be here this year, which means he can also qualify for Rookie of the Year, which I don't think he'll win. There's somebody else that I have in mind who I think will win that award. I like this Thunder team. I truly like this Thunder team, so I think the Thunder can make the playoffs. Then we get to the bottom of the West. Then it gets dicey. Because, of course, you got the Mavs. You got the Kings. You got the Grizzlies. You got the Pelicans. Just because of the love that I have for Kyrie and Luka, I'm going to go with the Mavericks. But see, here's the thing. They got no defenders on that team. At least nobody that's going to really make shit interesting. You know what I'm saying? It's a bunch of scorers on that team. Tim Hardaway Jr., he's another one. Like, they don't really have no defender like that on that team. So I think they'll make the playoffs, and then they'll probably be a first-round exit. Quick, fast, in a hurry. I love Sacramento. I love Sacramento. Yes, they made the playoffs last year. They went 7 games with the Warriors. I think they needed that to get them ready for this season. Yes, I had the Sacramento Kings making the playoffs. Now let's get to the play-in. I think the Grizzlies take a step back this year. I truly do. We already know Ja's going to be out, what is it, the first 20, 25 games? Not to say they can't do it without him, because obviously in past seasons when he's been hurt or whatnot, the Grizzlies had a better record. They had a good record without him. D Rose is over there now. I just truly think that the Grizzlies take a step back this year. I truly do. The Timberwolves. I think the Timberwolves make the play-in. Yes, absolutely I do. I think the Timberwolves make the play-in. The emergence of Anthony Edwards, Karl Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert to some degree. I can definitely see the Timberwolves making the playoffs. I like the Pelicans. I truly do. But I think they sit out this as well. Now, look. I was already a homer in the East with the Nets. I'm from Brooklyn, so the Nets is my team. I'm from Brooklyn. So, there you have it. But I've also had a team in the West for many years. And the past few years has been growing pains for them. But I think this year, they reemerge. I don't think they're a top 18, but I do believe they'll make the play-in. And that would be the Spurs. Now, yes, call me crazy, because I'm sure some of y'all are going to listen to this and say, oh, yeah, this nigga bugging. Yeah, he wilding the fuck out if he think the Spurs is going to make the play-in. Again, I said play-in. I didn't say they'll make the playoffs. I said they'll make the play-in tournament. They'll make the play-in tournament and then probably get bumped after that. But yes, I have the Spurs making the play-in tournament. Now, with that being said, conference finals, the final four. Let's see. For the Eastern Conference, obviously, everybody and their mother is going to say the Bucks and the Celtics. That's what everybody is going to say. And I agree. I think those are clearly the two best teams in the Eastern Conference. And I think if both of them can stay 1-2, if they can be the top two teams going into the Eastern Conference, in fact, yeah, if they could be the one seed in the second seed, I can definitely see them meeting in the conference finals. There's no other way around it. I honestly don't see neither one of these teams being a third seed. I honestly can see both of them being 1-2. Now if one of them could be a third seed, then we might see them in the semifinals. But I don't see, like, nah. The basketball gods don't want to see that. They want to see these two in the conference finals. That's the way it's supposed to be. Now, unless Miami could be kryptonite, which they have been to Milwaukee and Boston a few years, they have been kryptonite to both of these teams, Miami might have something to say. Like Outkast said, the South got something to say in the 95 Source Awards. Miami is in the South. Miami might have something to say about this as well. But yes, my conference finals is the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics. That's my conference finals for the Eastern Conference. Now the West. I have a rematch from last year. With the Nuggets and the Lakers. That is my rematch conference finals for the West. With that being said, now let's go to my NBA finals matchup. In the East, I got the Celtics. Now, yes, I know Dame just went to Milwaukee. Agreed. Still got Giannis. Still got Middleton. Still got the Lopez brothers, because now both brothers are there now. I just think that the Celtics have a better set of role players than Milwaukee. I honestly do. And then again, yes, Dame does well in the regular season. A lot of that Dame time shit, right? He don't really have it that much in the postseason. Now, of course, yes, he played with Portland, and I get all of that, but does the track record follow him? We're gonna see. I like Boston though. I honestly do. I like Boston. So I got Boston coming out of the Eastern Conference. And then for the West, I say the Lakers get revenge on the Nuggets. Now listen, they got swept last year. To this same team, they got swept. I think the Lakers right the wrong of that. I truly do. I truly do. The emergence of Austin Reeves, who also did great and, you know, the FIBA World Cup over the summer. Obviously, LeBron. Obviously, AD. You will always have a shot when you got those two guys. Yeah, I got the Lakers. And trust me, this wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. By no stretch of the imagination was it easy. So now we get to NBA Finals. We got Boston and we got Lakers. And the reason why this is interesting is because these are the two franchises, the most storied franchises in the history of the NBA. Both teams have an equal 17 world championships. So if they was to meet in the finals, that means somebody, win or lose, is going to be the sole winners of NBA Finals in the history of the game. They're both tied at 17. Somebody's going to crack 18. And with that being said, I'm going to pick the Boston Celtics. I'm going to pick the Celtics to win the NBA championship this year. They will be your 2023-2024 NBA World Champions. There you have it. There you have it. That is my prediction for the NBA final season. Now, let's get to my individual awards. We got MVP. We got Sixth Man of the Year. We got Defensive Player of the Year. We got Rookie of the Year. We got Most Improved. And we got Coach of the Year. I'm going to get through all of them right now. MVP. I think for the last 3 years, well, obviously, 2 years he won MVP. Last year, he didn't win it. Joel Embiid won it. I think this year, Nikola Jokic gets another MVP. Well, he already has two. I think he gets his third this year. Giannis, I think with the addition to Dame, kind of deludes him getting MVP this year. So I'm going to go with Joker to win MVP. Sixth Man of the Year, I'm going with Malik Monk of the Sacramento Kings. Now, I just said Giannis is probably not going to get MVP because of the addition of Dame. But I could see him getting Defensive Player of the Year. And that's what I believe is going to happen. I believe that Giannis will win Defensive Player of the Year. Now, listen, let's keep it real. Let's keep it all the way 100, right? Out of all these awards I just mentioned, you can have your front runner, and then you can have your backup person on who you think is going to win an award. There's only one award that is a guaranteed winner. There's only one award that we know off the rip that this person is going to win. And that's Rookie of the Year. MVP can go either way. Sixth Man can go either way. Defensive Player can go anyway. Most Improved Player can go anywhere. But that Rookie of the Year, we know who's getting that. And that will be Victor Wimby. Victor Wembanyama. He is going to win Rookie of the Year. Let's just stop the bullshit. Now, I'm not sitting here saying that he's going to reign terror on the NBA. Not going to do that. Because I truly believe that Coach Pop is going to monitor his minutes. I really do. I don't expect him to play 35, 36 minutes a game. I don't see that happening. Okay? But he will put up numbers to where he wins Rookie of the Year. I can definitely see him getting about 16 to 19 points a game. I could definitely see him. Listen, with his height, I would hope to God he average a double-double. You can't be 7'4", 7'5", and not getting 10 rebounds a game. Can't see that. I will hope that's not the case. And as an aside, he's going to make the All-Star team too. Let's just get that out the way. He is going to make the All-Star team. Reason being is because he's from France. Which means so many fans, international fans, are going to vote for him. So just off that alone, he's going to make the All-Star team. Now, do I think he'll be a starter? Probably not. But he is definitely going to make the All-Star team. That's for sure. And if he does that, oh, I could definitely see him winning Rookie of the Year. Definitely. So, yes, that's the only award that I believe is a clear-cut winner. And that will be Victor Wembanyama. Most improved. I was torn with this one. I was torn between Cade Cunningham from Detroit. And then I was torn with Mikal Bridges of the Brooklyn Nets. But I'm going to go with Bridges. Call me a homer, but I'm going with Bridges. And then we got Coach of the Year. For me, I'm going to go with Frank Vogel. A full season with KD. You now add Bradley Beal. Devin Booker is now the point guard for the Suns. And then you got to factor in he wasn't even coaching last year. I think he had a year off. Remember, he was fired by the Lakers, and then Darvin Ham got the job. So I think he had a year off. I don't think he was an assistant coach last year. But even so, he's the head honcho for this team. And if the Suns could be a top three team in the West, which I believe they will, if they're a top three team in the West, I can definitely see them giving him Coach of the Year. I can definitely see it. For sure. So, that is my prediction for this upcoming NBA season. Again, I have the Bucks and the Celtics in the East Finals. I have the Nuggets and Lakers in the West. I have the Celtics and the Lakers in the Finals. And I have the Celtics winning the championship. I have Joker as my MVP. I have Malik Monk as my sixth man. I have Giannis as my defensive player. I have Victor as my rookie of the year. I have Mikal Bridges as my most improved player. And then I have Frank Vogel as my coach of the year. There you have it. Now let's get into some quick MLB. Quick. Trust me, it's going to be quick. You'll forget this segment was even on here. Rangers and Diamondbacks in the World Series. Now, for me, when the LCSs took place, I clearly said it was going to be Texas and Philly in the World Series. That was my initial reaction. Both of these teams had 2-0 leads in their respected LCS. But only one of them was able to sustain it. See, Texas had a 2-0 lead to where they stole home field advantage from the Astros in their LCS. You basically had the defending champs down 0-2 and winning both games in their house. That series was so crazy that no home team won.
The home team did not win a game that whole series. Texas won the first two games in Houston. Then Houston won their two on the road in Texas. Texas then come back Well, I'm trying to think. Hold on a second. I'm trying to think here. Was that the case? Did that happen? Like, cause now I'm lost. I'm dumbfounded right now. I'm trying to figure out, did the road teams win every game in that series? I'm trying to think. I'm really trying to think now. I'm dumbfounded now. Yes, they did. Because, see, I'm thinking the best of seven series in MLB is the same as the NBA. It's not. Remember, they changed the format. Remember, a few years ago, it was 2-3-2, where game 3, 4, and 5 was home games. Now they went back to the old format where it's 2-1-2. So, yes, the road team won every game in that series. And then Texas just went to work on them that last game. Now, for those of y'all that have been following this podcast for years, y'all know I don't even have a love-hate relationship for the Astros. I just hate them. Constantly hate them. The only positive thing I can say about them was Dusty Baker was their manager. I love me some Dusty Baker. And salute to him because he announced his retirement. Nothing left to prove. The winningest black manager in the history of Major League Baseball. Salute to him for that. But other than that, I hate the Astros. So them getting bumped, trust me, I didn't lose no sleep over that. Trust me, I was very happy that they lost. Very happy that they lost. And then in the manner that they lost, in the fashion that they lost, oh yeah, I definitely enjoyed it. Definitely enjoyed it. They got smoked 11-4 in that last game. Trust me, I was rooting for them niggas to lose. Trust me. Then we get to the Diamondbacks and the Phillies. Now, see, for the American League, emotionally, I was going with Texas. But I wouldn't have been shocked if the Astros would have won. Again, they're battle-tested. They're defending champs. Even though they will always be cheaters in my eyes, they're still defending champs. So we still got to give them some respect to that degree. In the National League, I thought it was a foregone conclusion that the Phillies was going to the World Series. With the run that they was having, going through the playoffs, not losing a game at home. They playing the Diamondbacks. Like, these niggas damn near, they couldn't even get 90 wins during the season. They gonna run through them niggas. And especially when they won their first two games, I'm like, oh yeah, they'll probably win this shit in 5 games. They'll probably get a gentleman sweep out of this. Arizona will probably get 1 game at home, and then Philly will go right there and close this shit out. And then I remembered, the playoff format is different than the NBA. See, I'm thinking, they'll win their first two at home, they'll get one in Arizona, and then they'll come back to Philly and close out in game 5. And then I initially remembered, wait a minute, it's 2-3-2. That road team, gets game 3, 4, and 5 at home. They had a 3-2 lead going back to their house. And they lose both games. Now, mind you, this is the same Phillies team that went to the World Series last year. They had a 3-2 lead going back to their house, and they lost both games. This was not a scenario where they was up 3-2, and then you had two games in enemy territory. No, 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 no. You had two games in your house, and you choked it away. Downright embarrassing. To the point where Mad Dog Russo said, yo, if the Phillies lose game 7 after being up 3-2 and having these two games in their house, if they lose these two games, he would retire from the radio airways. Now, obviously, we know that's a cap because I'm sure he's still going to be doing it. But the fact that the Phillies made this man say that shit. Because, come on, like, nobody would expect these niggas to be up 3-2 and then be in their house and then you lose both games. Man. But I will say this, though. With this World Series that's about to start on Friday, the Diamondbacks, this is their second trip to the World Series. We all remember their first. Unfortunately, it was against my Yankees. And it's funny because they was down 3-2 in that series as well. But they had game 6 and 7 in their house, which they wound up winning those two games, obviously. And we all know Mariano blowing the save in game 7. Stay focused. Stay focused. Let's not go back in history. That was still a painful loss for my Yankees. And then to think, 9-11, that was the... If it was any year for us to win, it was that year. But I digress. I am going with the Texas Rangers to win the World Series. I'm going with the Texas Rangers to win the World Series. There you have it. That's it. I have the Rangers winning the World Series. It is that simple. There you have it. Credit to the Diamondbacks, though. This is no shade on them at all. Mad props to them. Because nobody expected them to get to this part. Nobody expected this. When the season first started, I don't even think people had the Diamondbacks making the playoffs. So the fact that they was able to do that and get to the Fall Classic, they have my absolute respect. I just don't have them winning the World Series. That would be the Texas Rangers. So there you have it. Now let's get to the NFL. Now again, I'm not doing no full recap. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. But what I will do is I will tell you my offensive and defensive player of the week awards. That's what I will do. I believe it was week 6 where I had the NFC North winning both awards. Well, week 7, the AFC North does it. Week 6, it was the NFC North. Week 7, it was the AFC North. My offensive player of the year, I'm about to say player of the year, my offensive player of the week for week 7 was their boy Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson. That's right, Lamar Jackson went to work on that Lions team. Now, last week I did say that the Lions was in my top 5. Are they still in my top five after that spanking they took? Nope. You can easily get bumped out of the top five after getting smoked 38-6. Absolutely. Lamar Jackson. 357 passing yards. 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. He had a 95.1 QBR. Now, obviously, we know he's going to run the ball. 21 for 27. And damn near, he averaged 13 yards a pass. 13 yards. That means he went to work on that Lions secondary. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I wanted to give it to Travis Kelce. I so did. Because the numbers that he put up, he damn near had almost 200 yards receiving. But there's 2 reasons on why I didn't give it to him. One, if you're going to have those type of numbers, you're going to have to get in that end zone more than one time. Now, yes, he did get in the end zone once. But again, if you're going to put those type of numbers up, you got to get in the end zone at least a good 2-3 times. So that was my penalty for him. And then the other one was this Taylor Swift shit, man. This shit is getting ridiculous, man. They show this girl on TV like crazy. Like crazy, they show her in the damn skybox. So what? But I will say this, though. Since she has appeared at these games, Travis Kelce's numbers have spiked. I will admit that. I will admit that. Since she has come to games, because they're going to show her. Every game she's at, they are going to show her. Like, they were showing her with Patrick Mahomes' wife this last game. They was even showing the handshake that they had together. Oh, my God. Give me a damn break, man. It's bad enough that the Chiefs get all these damn calls. Now it's a whole nother thing that we got to see this girl every fucking week. They're going to be showing her. Every weekend, they're going to be showing her. So, yeah, I got to penalize Kelce for that. You're guilty by association, man. You're guilty by association. So, yes, Lamar Jackson was my offensive player of the week. And my defensive player of the week. Myles Garrett. Now, see, with this award, I knew off the rip he was going to be it. I just knew it. And then, again, the key to winning this award is your team has to win. I can't give you this award if your team loses. If your team won and you had stellar numbers, absolutely you get the award. Absolutely. Absolutely. And with the numbers that he put together, oh yeah, he definitely was going to get my defensive player of the week. Myles Garrett for sure. For sure. My man dominated. He had 2 strip sacks where he forced the fumble, and he blocked a 60-yard field goal. So, all three of those plays that he was a part of helped Cleveland get points on the board. All 3 of them. The 2 strip sack fumbles. When the Browns got the ball, they put points on the board. That block, that 60-yard block, field goal. When the Browns got the ball, they put points on the board. So off that alone, Sunday, I already knew who was going to be my defensive player of the week. Now, offensive player of the week, it took a few days for me to process it. I was torn between Lamar and Kelce. But as the days went on with me putting this episode together,
I had to come up with a definitive winner, and that was Lamar Jackson. So again, week 7, Lamar Jackson, offensive player of the week and defensive player of the week, I gave it to Miles Bridges. The AFC North takeover as far as offensive and defensive player of the week award goes to. Now let's get to my picks for week 8. And I will say this. Week 7 was horrible. By far my worst week, and Lord knows how long. I don't even remember my record for last year, but I will say this. In 13 games, I ain't just win 5 of them. But that's what happened last week. 13 games was on the schedule, and I lost 8 of them. 8 of them. Buffalo losing to the Patriots. For real? Now, some of the losses that took place, I can understand. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of them I can understand. Like, the Rams in Pittsburgh. The Rams had no business losing that game. First of all, there was a call that the refs made that was downright horrible. I think it was a 4th-and-1. You literally see the man's knee on the floor. You literally see it. His knee hit the floor before he crossed the line for the first down. To the point that they even challenged the shit and it didn't get overturned. The play stand. That's baffling to me. What was another loss that was suspect? The Bucks losing to the Vikings. For real? Come on. The Raiders losing to the Bears? For real? Now, the Commanders and the Giants, I'm not... Like, that can go either way. Because division rivals, that shit can go either way. And the way that Giants defense was going after Sam Howell, I'm not surprised that the Giants won. Speaking of Giants, did y'all know that Tyrod Taylor was the first black quarterback to win a game for the Giants? I got to give a shout out to my young boy, Javon Edmonds of Everybody Loves Sports. My young boy is about to ring terror in media. He's about to ring terror. He was the one that came up with that. He was the one that came up with that gem. The first black quarterback to win a game for the New York Giants in their existence. Now, yes, they did draft Geno Smith, but he was on the bench. So that don't count. Tyrod Taylor actually started a game, a brother, and won a game for the New York Giants. Is it safe to say that we might have a quarterback controversy in MetLife and Big Blue? I don't know, man. But yeah, there were some losses that were totally unnecessary. And that Bills one to the Patriots, for real? Like, Buffalo is inconsistent this year, man. They're too inconsistent. It's not good. The fucking Niners, they lost to the Vikings. Are you kidding me? The Vikings. Now, again, this is the same Vikings that has Kirk Cousins, who does not have a winning record on primetime television. He has an abysmal record on primetime television. And when the Vikings played the Niners in week 7, when was that game? That was a Monday Night Football game. Yeah, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman did that game, which means that's primetime. That's the same night as Monday Night Raw. And these motherfuckers lose to the Vikings? Brock Purdy, what's that, 2-3 interceptions he threw? Come on, man. Come on. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. But yeah, let's see what my luck brings me for this weekend. Okay, first Thursday night football. We got the Bucks and we got the Bills. I think the Bills right the wrong from losing to the Patriots. And they're back at home too. So I definitely don't see them losing in front of Bills Mafia. So let's get that out the way. That's Thursday night football. Now let's get to the Sunday games. We got the Patriots and we got the Dolphins. I got the Dolphins. I say the Dolphins right the wrong of losing to the Eagles in Philly. And this is an early game, too. It's a 1 o'clock game. Innocent Miami. So I got Miami winning that game. Next, we got the Battle of New York. We got the Jets and we got the Giants. I am going to go. See, I'm torn with this one. And the reason I'm torn with this one is because I'm not sure if Daniel Jones is playing. He's listed as questionable. I'm quite sure Saquon is going to play. I'm quite sure Darren Waller is going to play. That Jets defense is hell of elite. Hell of elite. Do I trust Zach Wilson? No, man. Because let's be real. If that Giants defense was able to get the Sam Howell the way that they did, what you think they're going to do to Zach Wilson? Just tell me, what do you think they're going to do to Zach Wilson? So I'm really torn with this one. I really am torn. But this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. Let me get a quarter. We're going to flip a coin for this one. We are going to flip a coin for this one. Heads Jets, tails Giants. I ain't like that one. We're going to do that over. Tails. I am going to go with the Giants. I am a man of my word. It landed on tails. I'm going with the Giants. Now, it wouldn't shock me if the Jets won. It would not shock me. I could definitely see that defense. I could definitely see that defense get into either Tyrod Taylor or Daniel Jones. Whichever one of them is behind center, I could definitely see that defense getting to them. But I'm going to go with the Giants. I'm a man of my word. We got the Jaguars and we got the Steelers. I'm going to go with the Jags. I'm liking what I'm seeing out of the Jags this year. I am really enjoying what I'm seeing out of them this year. And I love the fact that Trevor Lawrence has truly, truly taken the realms of being the leader of this team. See, he had a knee injury recently where he could have easily said, yo, it's a short week. We're playing New Orleans. It's a short week. I could just take this game off. I'll get ready for next week. He said, you know what? F that. I'm going to play. What that did was that galvanized the rest of that team because they looking at it like, yo, pretty boy, slick hair, number one pick, knee injury. If he can bounce back and say, you know what? I'm going to play on this knee in a short week. What's my excuse? Now, I mean, the Saints could have won that game if that damn tight end or receiver would have caught that boy in that end zone, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, I'm going to go with the Jags to get this win over Pittsburgh. I'm going to go with the Jags to get this win over the Steelers. Next, we got the Falcons and we got the Titans. I'm going to go with the Titans just because they're at home. Just because they're at home, I'm going to go with them. Next, we got the Texans and we got the Panthers. I'm going with the Texans. Not for nothing, I am very impressed with this Texans team. 3-3 in this young season. 3-3. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm very impressed. Next, we got the Rams and we got the Cowboys. I'm going to go with the Cowboys. Quiet is kept. This Rams team can very well possibly go to Dallas and pull the upset. They could do it now. They could do it now. With Puka and Kupp and Matthew Stafford, and of course, you know, with Aaron Donald with that defense, they do have the potential to go over there and pull the upset in Dallas. But I'm going with the Cowboys. Next, we got the Vikings and the Packers. Division rivalry. I'm going to go with the Vikings. As much as I upset that they've won the last two games, but I picked them to lose, I'm going to pick them to beat Green Bay. Because I'm not loving what I'm seeing out of Jordan Love right now. You saw how I did that? I'm not liking what I'm seeing out of Jordan Love right now. So I think Minnesota can go to Lambeau and get the dub. Brett Favre is not coming out of that locker room. He's not coming out that tunnel. And neither is Aaron Rodgers. Next, we got the Saints and the Colts. I'm going to go with the Saints. Gonna go with the Saints. Eagles and Commanders. I'm going with the Eagles. Next, we got the Browns and the Seahawks. It's already been announced that PJ Walker is going to be the starting quarterback against the Seahawks. There's no timetable for Deshaun Watson to make his return. So with that being said, Seahawks. We got the Ravens and the Cardinals. Ravens. Ravens, do not go out there and stink up the joint. Do not go out there to Arizona and stake up the joint to a 1-16. Do not. Because this is definitely a trap game. This is for sure a trap game. They just came off of their debacle of the Lions. They could definitely have a trap game. And again, this is an East Coast team going to the West Coast. Sometimes, you know, them hours can fuck with you. That 3-hour difference can really fuck with you. I hope the Ravens does not go out there and fumble this. No pun intended. Next, we got the Chiefs and the Broncos. Chiefs. So you know what that means. That means Taylor Swift is going to be in the building and they're going to be constantly showing her. Trust and believe. Next, we got the Bengals and the Niners. I'm going with the Niners. I'm going with the Niners.
Sunday Night Football, we got the Chargers and the Bears.
I am going to go with the Chargers. Gonna go with them Chargers.
And then for Monday Night Football, the day before Halloween, we got the Raiders and the Lions. The Lions have a Monday Night Football game. I'm gonna say that again. The Ravens have a Monday Night Football game. When was the last time we could say that shit? Now, we know they get the Thanksgiving games. That's every year. You understand what I'm saying? But the Lions get a primetime game? The Lions. In Detroit. Now, they've had... they've had some primetime games when it was against the Packers in Lambeau, and they might have had a primetime game against the Bears in Soldier Field. But to have a primetime game in your building, it's been a minute for that. It's been a minute for that. I say that building rocks. And I say that they get the win against the Raiders. Besides, this Raiders team, like, I don't know what's going on with them. Like, Garoppolo, Davante Adams for sure wants out. I don't care what he says. He definitely wants out. So, yeah, I am going to go with the Lions to get the dub. So, those are my picks. For week 8, I got the Bills, Dolphins, Giants, Jags, Titans, Texans, Cowboys, Vikings, Saints, Eagles, Seahawks, Ravens, Chiefs, Niners, Chargers, and Lions. Those are my picks for week 5. Now, before I go, would you rather? Oh, yeah, I got the would you rather question. Now, this one's going to be a good one. This one's going to be a good one. Would you rather? Here we go. Would you rather appear as a guest on your favorite TV show or have lifetime backstage passes for any concert you attend? This is an interesting one. I'm going to say it again. Would you rather appear as a guest on your favorite TV show or have lifetime backstage passes for any concert you attend? Now, see, my favorite TV show, obviously, is Martin. That's my favorite TV show. That show is no longer imbalanced. The show has been over since 1997. So I can't appear as a guest on Martin, right? So I can't use them as an example. But lifetime backstage passes for any concert I attend? Man, listen. I done been to Rock the Bells this year. I done been to 50's concert in Barclays in August. I would have loved to have backstage passes for those. Especially that Rock the Bells one, because a lot of the rappers that I've looked up to and admired in this game was on that bill. And to think I would have been able to have access to Method Man and Redman, Naughty by Nature, Queen Latifah, Moni Love, The God MC Rakim Allah. Man, oh man, oh man. My nigga Ludacris, that nigga Luda. Like, yeah, yeah. To think I would have had backstage passes for that shit? Because again, it's backstage passes for any concert you attend. So now I'm using that as an example because I attended that show. I attended that concert. To think I would have had access to that. And then to think the Hip Hop 50 in the Bronx. Oh yeah. I would have had backstage access to Uncle Snoop, Ice Cube, Run DMC, Lil' Kim, Ghostface, some members of the Wu that was on that bill, Mobb Deep, R.I.P. Prodigy, Nas, come on, man. Yeah, I would take the Lifetime backstage passes. Yes, the Lifetime backstage passes, yes. I would definitely take the Lifetime backstage passes, absolutely. There you have it. Yep, there you have it. Now, before I close out, I got to give out some shout-outs. Got to give out some shout-outs. Reason being is because we are now in Scorpio season. That's right, Scorpio season. Your boy is a fellow Scorpio. My birthday comes up next week. Probably when I drop an episode next week, my birthday will be passed by then. But yeah, Scorpio gang, we are now in effect. And there are a couple of Scorpios that I want to give birthday shout outs to. First and foremost, I got to give a birthday shout out to one of my favorite musicians. One of my favorite singers who can tear the roof off of a building with her voice. My Southern Belle, Monica, I gotta shout you out. Gotta shout you out, my Southern Belle. I gotta shout you out. I also gotta shout out another Southern Belle, Sierra. Happy birthday to you two queens. Happy birthday to you. I want to give another birthday shout out to Angela Rye. That's right. Jalen Rose's lady. Angela Rye. I love me some Angela Rye. Major upgrade from Jalen Rose's last woman. No disrespect to Molly, but Angela Rye is a major upgrade. Major upgrade. And I'm quite sure Angela Rye is not annoying. Okay. Nia Long's birthday hasn't arrived yet. But again, her birthday falls on the day before mine's. I believe her birthday is Halloween. So I'm a shout it out now because again, next week, didn't get here yet. So we gonna shout you out now, Nia Long. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to my bro, Eric. His birthday is October 30th. Happy birthday to my bro, Kev. Used to work with him, Westside Radiology. Kevo Logic, he goes by. I believe his birthday is Halloween as well. So happy birthday to him. Early happy birthday to him. And last but not least, I want to give a happy birthday to my cousin Rashida. Chi Chi is what they call her. Happy birthday to my cousin Chi Chi. I love you. I'm so proud of you. I love you. You can't even imagine how much your cousin loves you. With the year that you have had this year, no need to get into details. With the year that you have had this year, and you have been able to keep it moving, keep moving forward. With the year that you have had, I'm very proud of you. Very proud of you. You got your cousin eyes watery right now as I say this. I am very much proud of you. Very much proud of you.
Auntie and Grandma Annie will be very proud of you right now for your resilience, for your bravery. Very much. So again, cuz, I love you. Very proud of you and wish you many more birthdays. So there you have it. It's a wrap for this episode. Those are my birthday shout outs. A lot of y'all. But yes, thank y'all for y'all support. Keep it going. Keep it flowing. Y'all can find your boy on all podcast platforms except Tidal. I'm on iTunes. I'm on iHeartRadio. I'm on Podbean. I'm on Amazon Music. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts. Yeah, just to name a few. You can find your boy on Facebook, Dre Day. You can find your boy on X, Dre Day 1985. You can find your boy on Instagram, Dre Day 1985, or Sportswear with Dre Day Podcast. The link is in the bio. So there you have it. Listen, I went way over my time. Way over my time. Damn near an hour and a half. I was only trying to do less than an hour or just a teeny bit over an hour. So now we're going to wrap this bitch up now. Thank y'all for y'all support. Keep it going. Keep it flowing. In closing, y'all know how this goes. This has been another episode of Sportswear with Dre Day Podcast. Episode 311 is done. Catch y'all on the flip side. God bless. Peace and love. Your boy is out of here. Peace. Bonus! I forgot a birthday shout out. I forgot a birthday shout out. My Aunt Denise. Birthday shout out. I mean, it's not yet, but, you know, it's next week, but the episode will be out already, so I'm shouting her out now. Her birthday is the 29th. So, happy birthday, Aunt Denise. Your nephew loves you. Wish you many, many more birthdays. So there you have it. I believe all the birthday shout-outs I needed were taken care of. Now, this episode is done. Catch y'all on the flip side. God bless. Peace and love. Your boy is out of here. What up, what up, what up? It's your man, Dre Day, and I have a PSA announcement for y'all. Did y'all know that only 38% of African Americans were able to identify financial terms on the PFN index, an annual financial survey? Why is that? Because we're never given the tools to succeed in the financial sector. Will with American Classic Agency has been designing financial maps for his clients to succeed for over a decade for clients on both coasts. With Will, you will be able to create a game plan to get out of debt and create the wealth that you and your family deserve. If you're interested, please contact Will at willspady@gmail.com. That's willspady@gmail.com. Or call him at 443-810-0384.